meeting Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mad.
What happens to you when you get in there?
Don't bother me at all.
Is that right?
I've cut enough trees. I mean, we have knit wood, pull it off, stack it up, never bothers me at all.
Oh boy, are you lucky. How about the rest of your family?
Oh, my wife, she can't even look at, if she even looks at one from here, she gets poisoned, you know.
Huh. Is she itch or?
Oh yeah, you know, that gets bad sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And if you've ever been poisoned once, it's awful easy to get poisoned again. You kind of seem like you get worried. You don't have any resistance for it.
Uh-huh.
But I was always lucky. It never bothered me at all. I could go down. Now I had an uncle that we used to cut wood together. Well, he would start to, even though he had gloves on, start pulling off some of that poison ivy off of the tree, you know. Why, he would go to break it out in the next few days. Never bothered me. I could always. That for them, never bothered him. He told me to go.
Boy, that's a boon. When I was a kid, it seems I was always scratching on that stuff. Itch, fool, I would itch.
Well, if you take that old poison ivy, it really gets bad. You know?
Uh-huh.
It really gets sick.
Break out and blisters and everything else. The itching used to bother me.
Yeah.
What would you call a group of trees out in open country?
Grove trees?
Uh-huh. How about a place where the brush is thick?
Yeah.
Or say down in the bottom or something where the brush is so thick you can scarcely get through.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you'd call that. Grove of trees down there.
Any special term or land where scrubby oak grows?
Oh, scrub oaks grow on pretty poor ground, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'll grow out of this pasture land, you know, on poor ground. They don't have to grow along the creek and make that scrub oaks grow almost anywhere, you know.
Is that ever called shinery?
What?
Shinery?
I've never heard of that.
I guess the term is farther to the west.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, terms of relation, let's see. Mrs. Long is your wife and you are her
husband?
Uh-huh.
Mom and Pop?
Mm-hmm. Did you call your father Pop?
Yeah, I always called him Dad.
Dad. A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And Mr. Long Sr. was your
father, dad.
And
now the kids are. Some of the kids call me Pop.
That's what I used to call my dad.
Yeah.
Your mother and your father were your
parents.
Uh-huh. Did you know your grandfather at all?
Yeah. I knew one of them.
What did you call him?
Well, I called him Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
I never was around him a lot, but I knew him.
Uh-huh.
But I never was, lived close to him.
Uh-huh.
We had to go visit.
What did you call your grandmother?
Grandma.
And let's see, you
had two grandmas. I knew them pretty well, but I only had one grandpa that I ever knew. And I never forget my grandma.